Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Governor Tim Walz says Minnesota is ready to assist in the investigation regarding the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
Our state law enforcement and BCA are providing whatever they can do if there's a part to be able to be helpful in that. They've already been contacted. I know they're working with their federal partners. But tragic situation. And as we hear more information, we'll certainly make sure we get it out.
50-year-old Thompson was in New York for an investors conference. The NYPD is calling Thompson's shooting brazen and targeted. There have been several ICE rescues across the state, and the DNR is reminding Minnesotans that no ICE is 100% safe. ICE safety coordinator Nicole Biaggi says falling through the ice can be fatal.
We do tend to see, generally, on average, about 3 per year. Last year, we did have above average. We had 6 through the ice fatalities that were reported last year.
Biaggi says getting out on the frozen lakes is a great activity. However, it is best to do your research, understand the risks, and have a plan before you go. The just-released economic forecast warns the state budget could have multi-billion dollar deficits later in the decade due to the soaring costs for special education and for long-term care of Minnesota's aging population.
Republicans say lawmakers must consider cuts in all areas of state government. Governor Tim Walz responds you could eliminate entire state agencies and not close the looming budget gap for long-term care and special ed. And he says to Republicans,
look, I'm not going to punish the state patrol and corrections and snowplow drivers. Are they asking us not to put snowplow drivers in their counties?
Republican Senator Eric Pratt from Prior Lake responds, focused first and foremost on waste, fraud, and abuse in state government.
The governor and his commissioners have failed to take seriously the recommendations of the Office of Legislative Auditor. They've been pushing back on those.
Bill Werner at the Capitol.
And after 20 years, Minnesota-based Mexican restaurant Chi-Chi's is making a comeback. The chain announced its new agreement today with the state's Hormel Foods. Chi-Chi's was founded in 1975, boasting over 200 locations countrywide. This is MNN. Minnetonka-based United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is dead after a shooting this morning outside a Manhattan hotel. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
We're looking at his social media. We are interviewing employees. We are interviewing family members. We will be speaking to law enforcement in Minnesota.
Thompson was in New York for an investors conference. A former Cass County Sheriff's deputy has been charged with 10 counts of possessing child pornography, and his wife, also with the department, is on administrative leave. Carson Quam resigned in September after Sheriff Jesse Johnner learned of the investigation, accusing Quam of having pornography picturing children 2 to 14 years old having sex with adults. Johnner says they put Quam's wife Kayla on leave to not interfere with the investigation. And Rochester police are investigating a series of break-ins that appear to be targeting Asian residents. Police say 5 burglaries happened from November 13th through December 3rd, all 5 victims being Asian. Most of the home robberies happened in Northwest Rochester, stealing valuables like cash, jewelry, and passports. Anyone with information on any of the cases is asked to call RPD.